Next one is 1119, an act to revise certain provisions related to the sale of out-of-state motor vehicles. Representative Hunt, you have time on it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Representative Hunt, District 10, and I apologize for doing this, but I'm about to hand out an amendment. Mr. Vogler will hand it out to you. I truly don't like doing this, but this was probably the best way to handle this particular amendment. In essence, this amendment is a hog house, but I want to make sure everyone understands we're not really changing the intent of the way the bill really was. But we have, since introducing House Bill 1119, there was a dialogue and negotiations, if you would, between the Department of Motor Vehicles, new car dealers, and used car dealers, and they all kind of kibitzed. And so rather than to give you two or three pages of change this line, change that line, it was easier, in essence, to do a hog house as such to 1119. I originally agreed to support 1119 because I feel very strongly that it has a strong consumer protection provision in it. In particular, both in the original draft and in the amendment that you have in front of you, it seeks to close a loophole relative to damage disclosures. In the present situation, when there are it's a vehicle and it's being assigned and reassigned for repairs, whatever. There hasn't always been a requirement for a damage disclosure in every one of those transactions, and I felt this is an area of the law that we should probably do something with. Mr. Chairman, before going further, may I just address the amendment, or do you want to move the amendment? How would you like me to handle that?
Somebody move the amendment. It's been moved by Representative
Second.
Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, this particular piece of legislation, as we've dealt with it, moved from the area of concentrating on consumer protection to also fixing a few things in existing law. This legislation, which would allow a dealer to transfer ownership of a motor vehicle to another dealer by reassigning out-of-state titles to the new purchasers. One of the problems we run into here also in South Dakota is the fact that when a vehicle is transferred, there's a question about getting a new title before payment can be delivered, etc. That causes some delays. That causes some of the new and used car dealers to have some money tied up. And sometimes those are vehicles that never actually even come into South Dakota as such. I believe that this piece of legislation is also going to provide dealers with a better wholesale opportunity. There will be one or two other proponents that can address those aspects for you. I believe that the proposed legislation is going to allow the dealers also to improve their inventory cash flow, and in that sense, it's kind of economic driven. I don't believe there's any need for me to say anything further because we'll let some of the experts come up here and address some of these issues, save your time and my time. If there are any questions, though, I will be standing by. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Representative Hunt. Other proponents? Proponents? 1119.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jerry Vogler. I'm executive director and lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Automobile Dealers Association, and we do support the legislation and thank Representative Hunt for bringing it forward. The legislation would allow reassignment or transfer of ownership from one dealer to another on those vehicles that are currently purchased out of state. This legislation would make South Dakota's law more uniform in that reassignment is currently allowed on titles on trucks, boats, semi-trailers, and out-of-state titled vehicles taken on trade. All surrounding states allow dealer reassignment of out-of-state titled vehicles, and by allowing dealer-to-dealer reassignment, this will be a step in the right direction. Representative Hunt talked about the wholesale opportunities, and there may very well be situations, matter of fact, there are situations where a dealer will attend an out-of-state auction, buy a vehicle, and have bought it for the right amount of money such that even with transportation costs can take that same vehicle to another auction and sell it. Under today's law, they would have to apply for a South Dakota title, and that second auction would not give them the money for that vehicle until after they've received the South Dakota title. That vehicle may never even come to South Dakota. This would allow, as all other states do, dealer-to-dealer reassignment, and it would greatly improve the wholesale opportunities for dealers. Since dealers are not going to have their money unnecessarily obligated for 2 weeks, it's also going to provide some cash flow benefits. And the final section area that the law will provide is currently dealers are allowed to reassign transfer ownership of vehicles taken in on trade. The damage disclosure law is all conditioned upon when you apply for title. Well, since you're not, when you reassign, you're not applying for title, there's no, the requirement is not there, or at best it's not clear. That you have to do the damage disclosure. What this does is it makes it very clear that upon sale, trade-in, transfer, or titling of that vehicle, you have to complete a damage disclosure. So it closes an existing loophole, and our association has always felt that if you buy the person buying a wrecked vehicle should know if the vehicle is wrecked. We would ask your support for the legislation. We have worked with many on the legislation, and we think we've reached a common ground.
Thank you, Mr. Vogler. Any other proponents to this bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Roger Telly, and he is a registered lobbyist on behalf of the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. The Auto Dealers Association has worked extensively with Mr. Vogler's group, as well as with Deb Helmer. We support this legislation. One of our principal concerns is a matter that Jerry just addressed, dealing with damage disclosure. We believe the bill addresses that. We believe that that this process will proceed as it should and appropriately. If it turns out, though, if we have overlooked something that we don't recognize today after reviewing this and studying it for as long as we have, we'll be back to fix it. So, but with that, I would encourage your support for the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Tellingson. Any other proponents for 1119? Chairman Peterson had to step out for a minute. He had a bill come up, so you have to bear with me on this. But are there any other opponents of Bill 1119? If not, we'll open up to committee questions. Are there any questions of any of the proponents of this bill? Yes, Chairman, Representative Koistinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hunt, I was just wondering, this amendment then basically only changes the current bill that we have by reinstating, you might say, 32.527 and changing that little part there. The rest of the paragraphs are the same as the bill?
For all intents and purposes, yes. Okay. You'll notice that in the original bill there were a couple of sections that were repealing other sections. By leaving in 32.5-27 and not repealing it, then that meant we didn't have to repeal those other sections. But in essence, the Hog House Amendment was prepared just to give us an easier picture to be able to read through the bill. But we really haven't changed much of the intent of 1199. The fine-tuning that was negotiated between new car dealers, used car dealers, and the Department of Motor Vehicles is reflected to some extent. But the two bills are consistent. We're really not trying to come in and rewrite everything
that
was in the original bill.
Thank you, Mr. Any other questions of any proponents? Yes, Representative.
Does the department have any comment on this, or is that, can I not ask that?
Yes, it's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. I didn't get up and testify in favor of it. We really don't have a position on it one way or the other. It is restrictive. It only allows them to reassign out-of-state titles on those that are going to be resold to another dealer. So if they buy one at an auction and their intent is to resell it to the public, they'll have to comply and get a South Dakota title before they can offer it for sale. So one thing I did want to point out in Section 3, in case somebody was questioning why we were appealing Section 3, years ago when dealers bought at out-of-state auctions and brought vehicles into the state, they were required by law to tax title and license them. They removed that tax section, so this basically just removes that refund because there's no refund to issue because there's no tax being paid on those when they bring them in. So that is just cleanup language. But as far as the department and our position, we hope that this is going to, you know, help the dealers and solve some problems. You also have to understand that we're making a lot of changes this year to our dealer licensing area. And although we've tried to think every one of those situations through, I don't know that we have them all covered. And that's why I think it's important for you to understand that if we have missed something, we will be back with the industry and try to correct any issues that we see. But we do think that these probably do solve some of the issues that are out there. So I hope I've answered your question.
That's Representative Street. Yeah.
Excuse me. Am I correct in saying you said only allows reassignment on vehicles brought in from out of state? Is that right?
That's, well, they already have reassignment, Representative Street, on other vehicles. This one was very restrictive in that if you bought a vehicle at out of state with an out of state title on it, you had to bring it in and title it in South Dakota before you could sell it. And what this does is it allows them to buy them at the auction and then reassign them as long as they're being sold on wholesale. But if they're bringing them in for the purposes of reselling them to the consuming public, then they would have to take title in their name before they could offer it to you. And the only reason that that's a protection is that if you buy it from out of state and you as a dealer have to get title, then that 30-day period, if there's something wrong with the paperwork, should be taken care of before you sell it to the consumer so that he's not ending up with an issue and having to deal with out-of-state lenders.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Any further questions? Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the damage disclosure limit, it's 4,000, is that right now?
No, it's Representative Lang, it's 5,000.
It's 5,000.
And 6 years or newer.
I had a question come to me about the including the recharging of the safety bags being excluded. They are included in the disclosure. Is that right?
Yes, they are. They are included.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions? If not, have we moved the amendment? We have to vote on the amendment separately, correct? Okay. Well, and that's a voice vote, correct? At this time we will take the vote on the amendment. The secretary would. Okay. All those in favor of the amendment would say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Any further discussion? At this time, we would take a motion on 1119 as amended. Been moved to pass by Representative Clayston. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Ed McLaughlin. Secretary, call the roll. Sorry, is there any more discussion on if not, the secretary call the roll.
Hackle? Hanks?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
McLaughlin?
Aye.
Street?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Peterson?
House Bill 1119 has been declared passed as amended. Will there be a title change on that? Okay, thank you.